when I grew up on the farm, fly was something we sprayed to kill, and jam was something we put on our breakfast toast.
Jam. Fly jam. Fly Jams Friday.
Oh, yeah. This is Fly Jam Friday on your overnight radio with my man, Nick D, on 720 WGN.
Yeah. Fly Jams Friday. Dan jumped in the TARDIS. He's now DJ Shagru. Viggity, viggity, Vic, double verified V, is running around in the newsroom like a lunatic. And in the traffic hut, it's MC Rai Rai, ready to go. Get your requests in, 312-981-7200. It's Fly Jams Friday. Get some R&B. Let's go. We'll start your weekend with a funky start. Phone lines are open for your requests, 312-981-7200. Yeah. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Fly Jams Friday has begun. Our phone lines are open. If you want to request a fly jam, do it now. 312-981-7200. Every Friday morning, we celebrate the fantastic, funky world of R&B on Fly Jams Friday. 312-981-7200 for your request. Now, normally, I pick some of the bumps on Friday mornings to come back, but I figured since this is Jim's first Fly Jam Friday, that he could pick a couple. And that was your first request, and it was Cameo.
Cameo, yeah. Have you ever seen the video?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Amazing.
Yeah, absolutely. We Cameo comes up quite a bit on Fly Jams Friday because I like to do my impression of Larry Blackman.
Please.
Which is just like candy. So I'm gonna wear a codpiece.
So that... I saw him open for George Clinton a couple of years ago at the Horseshoe in Hammond.
Did he have the pod?
Yes, he did.
The cod piece?
Gold cod piece the whole time.
God bless him.
Yep, outstanding.
It's just he's the king.
Yes, he is.
Yeah. All right, there you go. First single life by Cameo, and that was Jim's request, or MC Rai Rai, as we're calling him today. All right, we got some more here at Fly Jams. We'll get right to it, and if you guys want to jump in, it's 312-981-7200 for your Fly Jam requests. Here's our first one. The 563 area code requested a classic Fly Jam. By the way, that has been played many, many times on Fly Jam Friday, but, you know, it always works because it's fly. You know, it's been my experience that you should never trust a big butt and a smile. That's just, it's been my personal experience.
I was tempted to break out the running man in here.
Yeah.
That was good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, you know, Esmeralda, the heart melder, when she's here, she just spins on her head, does break dancing. That's where the cardboard reference came in from last week. She lines the whole traffic hut with cardboard and just pops and locks and spins for an hour and a half. All right. G wanted to hear this one. This is by Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes, and Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes equals fly. I haven't heard that song in a while, man. That's a great song. That's a great song, Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes. Yeah. Have we had that one on? We've had that. We've played that before, right, Dan? DJ Shagru? It's just been a while.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah, that's a great song. All right, 312-981-7200 is the phone number if you would like to jump in. We would love to hear your requests for Fly Jams. If you want to get them in there, do it right now at 312-981-7200. By the way, Dan, they just showed on the WGN news, which I have on the monitor in here. They just showed a clip of Greg Maddux pranking Chris Bryant. Jim, did you see the video of that?
I saw it trending all day, and I haven't watched it yet. Man, but I love Greg Maddux. He's
it
hilarious.
Is fantastic. It's fantastic.
He's got a great sense of humor.
Well, he's dressed up. They put a big beard on him and a hat and all kinds of stuff, and he's dressed up pretending to be a boom man.
Okay.
For a video that they're doing of Chris Bryant at spring training. And so the guy who's pitching to piss Chris Bryant says, "Oh, I got a phone call. It's an emergency. I got to go." So he leaves, and then, you know, Maddux, who's pretending to be the boom guy, goes, "Hey, I'll throw for you." And Chris Bryant's like, "Oh, all right. Okay, fine." He goes over there, and then at one point after about the fifth pitch, cuz Bryant's missing him and he's like fouling him off and everything, and at one point, like after the fifth or sixth pitch, Chris Bryant goes, "Man, this boom guy's got a good curve." And then they reveal that it was Maddux. It's so funny. It's so funny. Okay, you should check it out. The full video is available. You can see it online. It is just hysterical. It's so funny. Okay, we got to take a break here. We got the news coming up. And then after the news, more Fly Jams. Fly Jam Friday, 312-981-7200. And the news is coming up after this. Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. Nick DeGilio on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate Studio, 7th floor of the Trib Tower. We're here till 5. Steve Grzanich with the opening bell at 5. Steve Cochran at 6 with your morning drive. It's Friday. That means it's Fly Jams Friday. And Jim Ryan, also known as MC Rye Rye. That was your second request. Gap Band.
Can't go wrong with some Charlie Wilson.
No, you can't. Really, two good morning choices.
Thank you.
Two good choices. And Dan's going to, DJ Shagru is going to throw in his own choice a little bit later on. Correct, Dan? Yes, sir. All right. We got a bunch of people who are on the line, but before we get to the phones, we got some requests, we lost Al Jarreau this week. He passed away, and he was an amazing singer, smooth as hell, Al Jarreau. So smooth.
Yeah.
And he was fly in many different ways, and we got some requests for some Al Jarreau, so we got to pay tribute to some Al Jarreau. Amanda in Michigan was the first one to request. Says, "Can you play something in honor of Al Jarreau? The man was fly in a whole bunch of different genres. Let's play his cover of Ain't No Sunshine, which is the flyest."
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. Only darkness every day. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. In this house just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away. Anytime she goes away.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a great cover. Al Jarreau, man. All right, 773 area code sent in a separate text with two requests. The first one is Rooftop. There you go. And then finally, he did the theme for the TV show Moonlighting. And here it is.
We'll walk by night.
I can't help but picture Bruce Willis with hair.
I was just going to ask if that's a Bruce Willis debut on Fly Jam Friday.
Yeah, I think it is. Bruce Willis when he had hair. I remember, you guys probably, Dan, did you see, you didn't see Die Hard in the theater, did you? You were like a kid when that came out.
No.
Die Hard came out in 88, so you were like 7. Did you see it in the theater, Jim?
No, I was 9.
You were 9. No. Okay. I remember going to the screening of Die Hard and going, well, this is going to suck. It's the dude from Moonlighting. That was exactly what I was like. Come on, this is going to suck. Dude from Moonlighting trying to be an action star. And it turns out to be one of the greatest action movies ever made.
Yes.
But the expectations were very low. Weird story about this one. Did I ever tell you the story about the first time I saw Die Hard, Dan?
No, I don't think so.
I saw it at a very early screening, like a month before it came out. 20th Century Fox had like a special early screening. And it wasn't done. It wasn't done. Some of the special effects weren't in yet. A couple of reels of sound effects weren't in yet.
Okay.
And they were using the music. They were using the score from Predator and Aliens as the test because they didn't have the score wasn't on.
Wow.
There were no credits at the beginning. And they were like, it's very, very rough print. And it still kicked ass. Like And then when I saw it like 2 weeks later at another screening when it was full on, you know, the right. final print and everything, this is like the best thing I've ever seen in my life. But the first screening of the movie was really weird. It was,
wow.
Yeah. The music from, I remember it was the music from Aliens. I was like, what? Because they had to have music sure. on the track. Yeah, they'd have there. A track on there. So.
Wow.
Yeah, it was weird. It was very weird seeing that movie the first time. One, because it was Bruce Willis had hair and he was Moonlighting Man. And he had only done that movie where, Kim Basinger gets loaded, where she gets drunk and acts crazy. Blind Date.
Blind Date, yeah.
Blind Date. With Phil Hartman, when he... Phil Hartman, yeah, the late, great Phil Hartman's in yes. that movie. He calls up Bruce Willis to try to get him to take her out on a date, take Kim Basinger on a date.
Right.
And he goes, when she drinks, she loses control. I just remember the
I can picture him saying
she loses control. Phil Hartman. All right, let's get back to Fly Jam Friday, 312-981-7200. Here is Fly Jam Bob. Hey, Bob.
Hey, Nick.
Hey.
About El Chiro. I didn't hear that until you just mentioned it.
Yeah, when did he die? When did he die? Like Tuesday, Dan? Something like that? Tuesday, yeah.
Really? Well, I'm going to play my favorite song by him next week.
All right.
Anyway, you know, last week was our third anti-Valentine's Day, so... I've been listening to that intro for quite a while now, and every time I listen to it, I get this image of a big old horsefly landing on a newly buttered piece of toast where you're just about to put the jelly on it. So this morning I decided to create a different visual. How about some fly-on bubblegum? Here's some sugar from the Wicked Picket.
All right. Yeah. Well, that's certainly better than the Archies version, Bob.
Yeah, I was going to say a long way from the Archies.
Yeah.
It doesn't even sound like bubblegum the way he does it.
No, not at all. Not at all. Very good. All right, Bob.
Take care, Nick.
Take care. See you later. See ya. Was Bob calling from space? What?
His regular phone wasn't working. Oh. He called us from his internet phone.
Right. It's like, because usually Bob's connection is always good. You know, you can understand. I was like, what is going on here? Is he on Mars? Couple lines open if you want to get your requests in. It's Fly Jams Friday, 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Here's Caroline on WGN. Hi, Caroline.
Hi, how are you?
All right.
Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I'd like to hear Luther Vandross, Never Too Much.
Luther?
Thank you.
much, never yeah. too much, never too much. There you go. That's Fly.
That's a jam.
That is Fly. That's a jam. Thank you, Caroline. You know, there's many reasons to love Luther Vandross.
He's another one who could kind of function in a lot of different, you know, formats. Because yeah. what I grew up